Hello, Miss. Thank you for having time to speak to me. We've been here today. We've had a whole day of abundance workshops in the school at Highview, and it's been fun for me, but I'm very keen to know how you found it as a teacher here. Please, can you introduce yourself and tell us how you found our presence
Yes.
here?
Thank you, first of all, for coming to our school. My name is Chris. I'm the school Senko. And from what I saw throughout the day is that the children engaged very well and they were very happy to be part of the whole process with the dance and the music. Mm-hmm. And from my point of view, I saw that a lot of our students that have additional needs engaged and participated fully.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm glad to hear that. Another teacher mentioned the same sort of point, that some children who normally maybe were a bit more reserved came out. And so this is your field of work.
Yes.
Yes. Have you seen any activities like this before in terms of how our
No.
intention is to bring the math and science together?
No, I haven't. Mm. I haven't. It was very interesting.
Okay, good. I'm glad it worked. Okay, well, that's grand. Anything else you want to say about what you found today?
Nothing. That it was a very positive experience, I think, for our students and for our staff to see science and music and mm-hmm. dance married together.
Perfect.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
One and B is
three.
And C is
three.
And D is 16th Fidel. You see he's got 15 there? That hand sign, this heart, is the same as that. Underneath the 15, it has another arrangement, which are also numbers in Ethiopia. They have different numbers. Very nice. Then you have the hand sign. Then under that, you have some ones and some zeros. The first set of ones has four ones. Everyone, do this. Excellent. Those four ones are binary. How many of you know about binary? Okay, great. Binary is counting with two things. When you learn to count, normally you count with 10 things. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, up to 9, and 0. These are 10 different things. You count with these things, these symbols. In binary, you only count with 1 and 0, but you can still make big numbers. So, this. Excellent. These four ones together, in binary, is 15. This says 15 in binary. It's a different way to count. It's very interesting. Binary. Everyone say binary.
Binary.
That's right. And you count with ones and zeros. What do you count with?
Ones and zeros.
That's right, in binary. So, down the bottom, we have some ones and some zeros. We have, at the front, six ones, and forward, and there's another two ones, then a little bit more of ones and zeros. And this pattern is basically the word Hashima in clapping. It goes like this. These are the ones, these are the zeros. So you clap your five for the zero. Everyone clap five zeros. Zero, 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 zero. Okay, and then ones.
Siddiqui, Sabrina Chowdhury's mom. I found this very enhancing and therapeutic for children to learn about subjects that become very difficult as you grow older, such as science. And it's a great way of learning because it's enjoyable, it's relaxing, and also learning at the same time.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your presence.
Regina, please. today. Now I'll encourage us. If you clap the full Hashima, please. And say it as well. Yes, please.
How did you find our workshop today?
I really enjoyed it. I like the creativity of the whole one aspect and the mathematical aspect, because actually maths is all around us in everything we do every day, isn't it? Mm. And I thought it was quite interesting that even though the children understood that whole reflective dancing, that it was quite difficult to put it into the sort of power of one, as it were, because that's quite a hard thing to do, isn't it, to be at one with yourself and one with somebody else. But I like the way they use their imagination, and you sort of, you know, you gave them the channel to be able to express themselves in a way, and they did a mixture of what they saw from you and probably what they see at parties and what they see at home and what they see on television. So I think that was a good culmination of everything that they put into dance, because that's what dance is, isn't it? Dance is life. So if what they produce is a culmination of what they see in life around them, then that's a perfect fit.
Yes, thank you. What do you teach here?
Everything.
Okay.
In year five at the moment, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Sharing your thoughts on it.
Okay.
Wonderful.
I think of my feet now. Hello.
I'm Esther Murray. Thanks for spending a moment with me. Yeah, I know you had a chance to see some of the classes. How did you find it? What do you think about what took place today in our abundance workshop?
What I really liked about it was the fact that it was quite multicultural, and it was linking cultures that they may not be familiar with to cultures that they are familiar with, and just mixing it in with being physical and helping them to remember some of the maths concepts that they are exposed to. Mm-hmm. The children really enjoy being physical, and I think doing actions as well as learning maths concepts helps them to remember it. So I do think there are things that once we come to talk in our maths lessons tomorrow, they should be able to recall some of the things that they experience in a session.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. You do the maths with them as well?
Yes, and it's quite funny because when you were talking about fractions and halving something, that's exactly what we're doing at the moment. So it really, it fits in nicely with what we're doing, and I'm hoping that, you know, it actually, you know, help them to remember it.
Okay, cool, so, yeah. Good. Well, good. We have a lot of resources around this. I have a book here as well, so you may find some of these things interesting also. But thank you for sharing the words, and yeah, it's been a pleasure being here. So.
Good luck with what you're doing.
And thank you. And please, I welcome any feedback when you hear what they had to say, the reflections they have and what they did. Yeah, we welcome that. If you're able to forward it on, that'd be great.
No, that'd be good.
And what's your name, please?
My name's Sharma.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Astamari. How are you?
Good, thank you. And you?
Good, good. I'm well. It's been a pleasure being here. Thank you all for sharing your time. How did you find the Abundance Workshop today?
I really loved the drumming. I loved the sort of calming nature. We talked about how calm it made us feel, and that the children, who can be quite difficult with people that they don't know, just seemed to be calm and really engaged with what you were doing, which I thought was really... It was really lovely to see. And some children who aren't perhaps as confident to stand up in front of other children and other people stood up and were doing the things that you were asking them to do, which was unusual for us to see it. So it was fantastic to see the confidence that they were doing the things that you were asking them to do.
Okay.
I also liked the way that you built, like, building blocks, the different activities, rather than just throwing them in there. You showed them bits of it, and then the next bit, and then the next bit, and added it all on. So I thought it was great.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been a wonderful host. Thank you for having us in the school, and thank you for taking time to share your thoughts.
Sure. Thank you. It was really great.
And what do you teach?
I'm year six, so I teach everything.
Okay, cool. Great. Wonderful. Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah.
Professor. No greetings. Please, thank you for having us here at Highview. Please introduce yourself and tell us how you found our abundance workshop today.
So my name is Mr. Somville. I'm the Year 6 teacher. I found it really interesting how the children were engaged by the surrealism of the dance incorporated with the maths and the science of it all. I thought it was great. It's linked into our curriculum that we studied last week with the mirror and reflection, and the translation, the vocabulary used was really, really good. And they were just totally engaged by it.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you. Have you seen anything like this before?
I can't say I have. No, it's a first for me. And it was really interesting to see your approach and engage them, and the level, as because obviously I saw all the year groups kind of doing it, and it was quite interesting the level of depth that you went in from year 6 to year 2, to year 1, sorry, the one before us. Yeah, it was really interesting.
Okay, so. Good, thanks. Well, we find that there is an ability to go very deep to build up in the right way, and the arts allow that, so we're very keen to promote that STEAM idea. And well done to the school for having us here, you know, being that way inclined to see the unity of things like this. And well, I hope we can visit again.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Okay, thank you.
No worries.
Thank you. Having us at your school.
Yes.
Please introduce yourself and tell us how you found our workshop.
Gosh, well, I didn't even know about your workshop. I'm sorry. That was the head teacher who did everything.
Okay.
But I'm Alba, the music teacher. I just come one day a week, so I was very lucky to see you today. And I think the children really enjoyed. Some children that they find issues with their behaviour, they were really enjoying and participating. And they found the connection between the science and the music and the dancing, which was very interesting. And I particularly enjoyed the dancing. I thought it was beautiful, all the movements, and their children were really engaged.
Okay,
no worries.
Thank you.